Hello and welcome. This file is called Quarantine Slut. And until the corona crisis is over, it will turn you into a quarantine slut. What this means is that you are going to quarantine yourself at home as to not spread the infection. You are going to fetishize to stay at home as much as possible and will only go out for really important things. And while you're at home, you're going to find that you're going to lose yourself in lust and heat and desire. And so you're probably spending most of the time at home just masturbating, just rubbing and stroking yourself and losing yourself in a bliss, knowing that you are just a little quarantine slut. And until the corona crisis is over, you are going to stay a quarantine slut. And as a little extra, you are going to find that as a good quarantine slut, you are going to fetishize washing your hands, keeping social distance, coughing into your elbow, and all the other little things that keep you and the people around you safe. Because you have surrendered your freedom and become a quarantine slut, staying at home and masturbating your mind away for the greater good. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. Now, just close your eyes for me and imagine you are looking at the light of a candle flickering. And I'm sure you looked at fire before, so you know how relaxing it is. The flames dancing, casting everything around it in shadows and light. And not just any light, really warm light of the most relaxing colors, dancing and flickering hypnotically before your eyes. I'm sure you know how easy it is to lose yourself in the flame, letting your thoughts just easily float and drift through your mind, come and go as they want, while you focus on the flame, watching it shift and change, dance and flicker. And it's not only peaceful in itself, but most people associate wonderful memories with watching a fire. And it's not unusual to have memories from a really young age, maybe looking at a campfire, feeling so happy and free, having had a wonderful day outside, and then looking at the fire. Maybe you have one of those memories, a wonderful experience, maybe a vacation and sitting around the campfire at night. Or maybe sitting in front of a fireplace, enjoying the warmth of the fire on a cold winter's day. Whatever it is for you, you can just let the peaceful, relaxing sensations come back as you see the flame in your mind, flickering, dancing, relaxing you. And beyond the relaxing properties of fire, there's a special magic of candles. They might have started as a simple light source, but they have changed into so much more. Just think about what we associate with candles. Relaxation and peace. They have become a symbol of time you spend all for yourself, enjoying yourself and relaxing. Maybe a candlelight dinner, only you and your date, and nothing else in the world, nothing matters, nothing can intrude on this magical moment. Maybe
You're thinking about a nice warm bath with only warm candlelight, enjoying the peace and relaxation, a moment only for yourself, where the outside world simply ceases to exist in your mind. Or maybe you think about sitting down with candles, a glass of wine, a piece of really good chocolate, whatever it is you enjoy the most. Just a wonderful moment for you to let go of all stresses and cares and just relax and enjoy. And I'm sure you know other ways in which candles symbolize a moment of peace, a moment away from the world, just for you to relax and enjoy. And yet, right now, the candle is only in your mind. And I wonder what would draw you down into trance more effectively if you were looking at a real candle dancing in front of your eyes, relaxing you with its warm flickering light. Or maybe the candle in your imagination, the one that's already in your mind, created by your mind just for you, so that you know that the only reason for its existence in your mind is to draw you down into a deep, relaxing trance. And if you think about it, in a lot of ways, it's even more than the real candlelight. It's not just any candle, but your perfect candle. You know, your own mind created it just the way you want it to be. Perfect just for you. And it is already in your mind. When you look at a real candle, the gentle flickering light has to travel to your eyes before you see it. The gentle warmth has to travel to your skin before you can feel it. And then it all has to be interpreted by your mind before you can feel how relaxing it is. Your candle, however, is already in your mind, shining its relaxing and peaceful light and spreading its gentle warmth through all of your thoughts, calming and relaxing them, making you feel incredibly peaceful. And if a candle is already a symbol of peace, of time for yourself, how much more relaxing, more peaceful is a candle that exists only in your mind, exists only to relax you down into a deep trance. And right now, as you still look at the candle in your mind, I would like you to imagine something. I'm going to say a word in a little while. And when I say that word, I like you to imagine that you blow out the candle. Because there's another side to any candle. At some point, you have to blow it out. And if you're already relaxed right now, focusing on my voice, focusing on the relaxing light flickering in your mind, you will easily become even more relaxed when you just blow it out. It's time to sleep in a little bit. And that's the word I will say to relax you down into trance even more. When I say sleep, you will blow out the candle because you know it's time to sleep and you know that you have to extinguish candles before you go to sleep. And you know it's okay because you can come back and enjoy the wonderful candle anytime you like to. So please get ready to blow out your candle, and as soon as you do, you will just sink down much, much deeper in this peaceful relaxation. I will count down from 3 to 0, and when I reach 0, you will blow it out and sink deep into trance. So get ready for me. 3, 2, 1, 0. Sleep, sleep, let go.
And now that you are in a deep, deep trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to program you a little bit. And you are here today for a very specific reason. You are here because you know that we are living in very special times. And these special times come with special responsibilities. And you know that you take your responsibility very serious. You are here because you understand that with Corona, we need to practice social distancing. Because you take your responsibility very serious, you are becoming a quarantine slut till the crisis is over. That's right. You are going to spend all the time where you can't go out in a desperately needy and horny state of mind. Instead of going out and infecting people and helping to spread coronavirus, you're going to do what's good for society. You're going to stay at home and masturbate all the time. That's right. You are a little quarantine slut, and it is your duty to society to lock yourself up at home and rub, 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 rub the time away until this crisis is over. Keep yourself quarantined and keep yourself in a horny, needy, desperate stupor. And maybe, as you are listening to my voice, you already begin to find the thought intriguing, interesting, maybe even arousing. The idea to surrender your freedom to the greater good and become a horny little quarantine slut. And you know you will stay a quarantine slut until this crisis is over. And doesn't that make it even more exciting, little quarantine slut? Knowing that you don't know when it will be over. You just surrender yourself to the situation, not knowing how long you're going to be a desperately horny and needy quarantine slut. And before I begin to really program you and give you the triggers you need to be the perfect little quarantine slut, let's talk a little bit about what it means to be a quarantine slut. Because this is a very special situation and it affords you a very, very special opportunity to submit and surrender yourself. Because now you can do something that really benefits every single person on this planet. You are surrendering to society as a whole. You are submitting to society as a whole. And you are actually doing something really productive, something positive. You are surrendering your freedom for society and willingly become a quarantine slut. You understand that it is your duty to do social distancing. But that's not all. Because as a perfect little quarantine slut, you are going to learn to enjoy submitting to the rules of these times. Submitting to all the rules. You will keep your distance from other people. You will often and thoroughly wash your hands. You will be considerate about other people. You will cough in your elbow. And you will avoid touching your face. Because you understand that these rules are your rules as a quarantine slut. You understand the meaning of rules in a BDSM relationship. You understand that if a dominant gives a submissive rules, these rules are incredibly important and a source of great pleasure for the submissive, and you are going to experience the same. These are the rules that your dominant gave you, because as a quarantine slut, you are surrendered your freedom and your rights to the society as a whole by accepting that you are nothing but a little quarantine slut. A quarantine slut that stays home. A quarantine slut. A good little quarantine slut that masturbates all the time. A good little quarantine slut that follows all the rules and obeys the rules. Exactly. That's what you are. And that's what you are becoming. And maybe, as you listen to me explaining those concepts to you, you already feel the pleasure and heat beginning to grow inside of you. Now just imagine how it would feel if there would be a deep, burning, aching desire that fills your body every day, all the day, until this crisis is over. Like a deep fever that's just not going away, that just stays with you. And of course, you will be able to do all the necessary things. You will be able to work. You will be able to do your housework. But outside of those necessities, the heat will just be there. The desire to masturbate all the time will cloud and fog your mind. And the lust and need will as well. And all of this lust and desire is simply triggered by the fact that you are locked up at home. That's right. Until Corona is under control and there's a herd immunity and you can freely go out again, this heat will just stay with you, will grow every day, and will be triggered every time you're reminded that you have to stay at home. But don't worry, little quarantine slut, because you are going to find that as soon as you start masturbating, it will be so incredibly easy to completely and totally lose yourself in lust and need and heat. That's right. Your subconscious mind knows as well as you that you are a quarantine slut, that it is impossible to go out or do anything else. So you might as well spend this time lost in deep lust and arousal, feeling the pleasure as soon as you begin to touch yourself, to masturbate. It's so easy to just lose yourself in the pleasure, lose yourself in the desire, and be a good little quarantine slut that stays home and is lost in lust and desire. That's right. And as you hear me describing what a good little quarantine slut you will become, you might think that this actually sounds incredibly hot. And this thought that it's hot to be a quarantine slut already begins to affect you. And maybe you can already feel your freedom slipping away as you feel your subconscious mind submitting to the concept of being a quarantine slut. As you accept that you have to stay in quarantine. And isn't it much more fun to be a good little quarantine slut and just masturbate your little mind away? Isn't it much more fun to be in this blissful, submissive and horny state than just staying at home, worrying all day and feeling trapped? Don't you rather submit, do something positive for all of humanity, and lose yourself in mindless bliss and submission? Be a good little quarantine slut that works hard to be a good quarantine slut, to never spread the virus, to keep yourself in quarantine. You know that when you stay at home, it is an act of submission. You know you surrender your freedom. Instead of going out and having fun, you are just staying home and masturbate and lose yourself in heat and lust and mindless obedience, knowing that you are a good little quarantine slut. You only go out if it's absolutely positively necessary. And the rest of the time, you stay at home. And you masturbate. And you lose yourself in lust and bliss for days on end. Because you are just a little quarantine slut. And you know that this is a wonderful opportunity to indulge in being horny and submissive and needy. This is a magic opportunity to stay home days on end and just masturbate and just lose yourself in horniness, in mindless stupor and bliss. Do you know how it feels when you have an infection and you have fever and you're lost in the fever and you're in bed all time and you have nothing better to do than play with yourself all day and you feel reality fading away more and more as you lose yourself in lust and arousal? Yeah, this is exactly how it's going to be for you, little quarantine slut. With one little difference. You are not going to do it because you have an infection. You're going to do it to prevent yourself and others from even getting that infection. That's right. You want to be the perfect little quarantine slut. And you're proud to be a quarantine slut. You're proud to stay at home. You are proud to practice social distancing, to keep away from people, to wash your hands. And I mean thoroughly wash your hands every time you come home, because that's what defines a good little quarantine slut. And you want to be the perfect little quarantine slut, don't you? You know you have surrendered your freedom until this crisis is over. You are just a quarantine slut. And it's your duty to be a good little quarantine slut. To make sure that you don't spread the virus. To practice good hygiene. And to masturbate as much and as long and as often as you can. That's right. You know you want to be a good little quarantine slut. You want to give in to this lust. This lust that is building. You know it's going to build anyway. You heard the news. Porn sites for free. Sex toy sales are up. You know you're going to lose yourself in lust anyway. I know you. You wouldn't be here if you wouldn't be a little perv. When you're at home alone, locked up for days and days on end, of course you would start to masturbate all the time. And yet, that's just aimless masturbation. You are a quarantine slut. You know why you do it. You masturbate to isolate yourself from society. You masturbate so you can keep humanity safe. You masturbate to remove yourself from the equation. Physically by staying indoors, but also mentally, because you're going to masturbate all the time. Until you're not even able to think about Corona, much less to worry about it. I want you in a completely mindless, horny stupor. I want you to masturbate again and again and again, for longer and longer, until you lose yourself in lust, lose yourself in submission. I want you to keep masturbating until you really realize on a deep level that you are a little locked up quarantine slut. You are trapped. You are locked up. And you are supposed to be horny and needy and desperate. And just to make really sure that you stay indoors, you're going to find that whenever you try to go out and it's not for a very, very good reason, or that whenever you have the desire to meet other people, to go out to meet other people, you will find that your mind will instantly be intoxicated with pleasure and lust and desire, derailing your thoughts and pushing you back to masturbation, pushing you back into the quarantine and pushing you back into horniness. Because you know you are only allowed to go out for the most severe reasons. Anything that isn't absolutely necessary is forbidden. Because you are a quarantine slut. You have surrendered your freedom. You do not have the right to go out for anything but severe reasons. you will have to stay locked up at home and masturbate your mind away. Just masturbate, just rub and stroke, just goon, or just cum your brains out over and over again. Whatever works for you. What's important is that you stay in a horny, mindless stupor, that you accept that you are a quarantine slut, that it is your duty and your responsibility to stay at home. This is what you have decided. Nobody forced you to listen to this file. You have chosen to listen to this file of your own free will, and now you're going to find that you fetishize being locked up at home and masturbating the time away until this is over, just as much as you fetishize all the little tips to prevent yourself from spreading the virus. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine it, little quarantine slut, that every time you keep your distance, every time you cough into your elbow, every time you take the time to thoroughly wash your hands, you're going to feel this deep heat and lust and desire. And you will feel submissive bliss, because you will know that you have surrendered your freedom, your rights. You are now a quarantine slut until the corona crisis is over, and there's nothing you can do about it. And as a quarantine slut, these are your rules. You must keep distance. You must wash your hands thoroughly. You must cough the right way. You must be careful with people. And most of all, you must keep yourself locked up in quarantine as much as possible, while constantly masturbating, constantly stroking and rubbing, constantly losing yourself in pleasure and heat and lust, because you understand that all the lust will train you to be an even better quarantine slut. That's right. Just a little obedient quarantine slut, helplessly locked up at home and perpetually masturbating your little mind away. That's what you are. And that's what you're going to be as long as the corona crisis goes on. You will just enjoy spending every free minute of your quarantine stroking and rubbing and gooning and cumming and just doing anything to become a better and better trained quarantine slut, because you know that with all the pleasure you feel from all the masturbation, you are conditioning your brain to fetishize washing your hands and keeping social distance, conditioning your brain to fetishize quarantining yourself like a good little quarantine slut. And that's what you're going to be. And there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is be a good quarantine slut and wait till this is over. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now, 0, go a little bit deeper and allow all my suggestions to sink deeply and permanently in your mind, where they will affect you until the corona crisis is over and you can freely and safely go out again without putting anybody at risk. Until then, all my triggers will stay in your mind. Now get ready. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more with every number. 3, as you wake up further and further. 4, back to the here and now. 5, you're halfway back, already feeling alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up inner tension. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in now. And let it out. and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you're going to open your eyes, you're going to be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little journey in your mind. And I hope that you're going to be a good quarantine slut. And I'm sure you're already horny and can't wait to start your training, to start to masturbate and turn yourself and condition yourself into an even better quarantine slut, right? Have fun, little quarantine slut.